Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
In Matthew 20, verse 28, the Bible says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give to others." My guest today on Encounter is Art Dino. He's the vice president of ACPD. He has been serving and serving almost his entire life, and it all started with a tragedy in his family. Would you like to learn more? Maybe God can show you some truths about how you can be a better server in your Christian walk. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Art, I'm so glad to have you here today on Encounter, and you are a real encouragement to me as I look back at how God has used you. But it all happened because of a tragedy, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Tragedy of our 19-year-old son, Austin. In 2016, he lost his battle to substance use at the age of 19 years old. And started way before that, but that's where God took the reins and started using us as a vessel for his glory.
And you were just a normal, everyday family, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, married to my wife. We've been together for 38 years. We have two older children, and Austin was our youngest, and just a normal middle-class family, had dinner around the table, involved at church, coached their little league teams, always involved at school. Never in a million years thought something like this could happen to us.
Wow. So he died of an overdose. And what? How did you guys get through that?
Well, Austin, his favorite movie was Facing the Giants. And the coach in the movie, he used to always say, "We got to thank God for the good times and we got to thank God for the bad. We praise him when something bad happens and we praise him when something good happens." And when Austin passed, I was just like any other parent. I was mad, angry, upset at God, at everybody. He knew my heart, so I might as well speak it. But it was 2 hours exactly after he passed, I got on my hands and knees, and I thanked God for those 19 years that he gave me, Austin, because God, every good gift and perfect gift comes from above, he tells us in the book of James. God didn't have to give us any children, you know. It was a gift, and I learned so much in those 19 years that he gave us, Austin. So I thanked God for those 19 years to move forward, and it's been a blessing.
So you founded the organization ACPD. What does that stand for, and what do you do?
ACPD is Austin's initials, Austin Christopher Paul Dino.
Oh.
And my son, my oldest son, who's named after me, Art, he's the third, he is the one who came up with the organization. I was so out of it at the time. But in the midst of, before Austin passed, Judy, he's the one who wanted to start this program up, not me. He's the one who said, "Dad, I want to get into the high schools and speak, and I want you to find them a place away from here, the long-term faith-based programs." And we were in the midst of doing that before he lost his battle. So my oldest son is the one, after Austin passed, came up with, we were in trying to figure all this out when he was alive, and we couldn't come up with a name, and he's the one who figured out, he just said ACPD. And I was so out of it at the time. I said, "What does ACPD mean?" Just like everybody else. And he was like, "Dad, come on." So that's how we came up with ACPD. And literally 30 days later, we started the organization.
And what do you do?
Well, there's so much that's going on involved. When we first started this organization and prayed on it, and it's God's calling for us to do what we're doing, we're all vessels used for his glory. And I just wanted to help one person. I said, "Lord, just put that one person in our path that we can help, and you can restore and put the pieces back together as only you can." And 45 days after Austin passed, we sent the first girl out to treatment. And to this day, she's still doing good 10 years later. But I said, "Thank you, Jesus. We helped one." Well, obviously, God had other plans. We're sitting here still talking. We're still doing what we're doing.
10 years later, ACPD is still existing.
And we've sent out now a little over 6,000 in recovery. with an 81% success rate, which is just unheard of.
Wow.
All the glory goes to God for that.
Now, sent out, what does that mean? What do you do in the process?
In the process, when we get those phone calls, or the hospitals call us, or the emergency rooms call us, or the courtrooms call us, we do our best to get there as quickly as possible with the families and the individual. And if the willingness is there and they're wanting help, we try our best to get them into long-term Christian-based, faith-based programs away from the state of Missouri. And you got to strike while the iron's hot. You know, when they're ready to go, you got to get them the help that they need, because they will manipulate, they will change their mind in a heartbeat. So we send them out to treatment programs, and from there, aftercare and so forth into recovery, which takes time.
6,000 people. Do you have a team that works with you?
You're looking at them, Judy. It's me and my wife and kids kind of work behind the scenes. We do have some volunteers that help us out periodically, but you know, my phone starts ringing every morning, 4:15 a.m. like clockwork, 7 days a week, and it stops about 1 o'clock. And, you know, we do what we can to help whoever God puts in our path.
6,000 people. So the process is you make sure that they're willing. How do you know when someone's really bluffing you or they are willing? Because maybe there's some parents out there that have kids, or they know people that are on drugs, and they say, how do you know when it's really time to get them out of there?
You know, a while back, years ago, I used to sit in the living room and I'd wear the individual down until they decided to get help. And I'd sit there for hours sometimes, and God laid it on my heart, that's not the way you're supposed to do this. We can have grace and mercy. We can show empathy. We can have love and compassion for them, but we cannot force them. I love you enough to give you free will. You have to love them enough to give them free will to make this choice. And that's it. It's a choice. And there's consequences behind those choices. I'd say 97% of the time when we're done talking to them, they're ready to get help. The first thing I say to somebody when I'm sitting down with them is, I don't know you, but I love you. And their eyes get as big as cue balls because they're not used to being told they're loved.
They're loved, right.
They feel like they're not loved. They feel like there's no hope. And I let them know that there is hope, there is help, and I love you, God loves you, and we're going to get through this together.
So that's the first thing you do. You tell them that you love them. Where do you go from there?
And then we just talk. We build that rapport with one another, right? We let them, we try to find out. I just tell them, you know, listen, I want to hear your story. I want to tell you our story. See how we can help one another. There's no strings attached. And if we can, then we go from there. You know, after we build that rapport and we talk, like I said, 97% of the time, they're ready to get the help that they get then. You got to build that rapport. Families, no offense to moms and dads out there, but moms and dads are on them, right? That's mom and dad. They're around them 24/7 their whole life. They got to hear it from a neutral party, a third party, an advocate, somebody out there that they can build that trust with and know, okay, mom and dad's not telling me this. This guy's telling me this now. So there must be some truth to it.
Wow. So what do you tell parents then? How do they find that person to talk to?
The parents, you know, they get our name. Most of our calls are referrals. We're not out there with a billboard or street sign saying, come on in, we can help. All of our calls are from, you know, people that refer to us. You need to call Art at ACPD. The hospitals, the emergency rooms, the behavioral health units, the courts, the DFS programs, no matter what's going on out there, somebody is referring them to us. And as a parent being there, losing a child to this disease, I know what they're going through and what they've been through. And we're there to help them as well. It's a family disease. And what I mean by that, Judy, is it affects everybody in that family when one person's using. It's a ripple effect or like a tornado coming through. And parents don't know where to turn or what to do.
Well, and whether it's an addiction to drugs, whether it's an addiction to gambling, there's various addictions that are very, very insidious, mm-hmm. that people don't know they're addicted really until they're addicted, correct?
That's correct. Addiction is addiction. It doesn't matter what it is. People have an addiction with sugar. I mean, sugar lights up the brain like a pinball machine. Nobody even knows that. Food addiction, it doesn't matter. If something has a vice on you and you can't break it, that's an addiction.
So you talk to the person. You see how willing they are. And then what do you do?
As soon as they say they're ready to go, normally we already have a plan in place for them. And that's what I tell parents all the time out there. You know, don't wait until your loved one's ready to go. Have a plan, okay? In other words, if they need detox, where are they going for detox? If they have a program, if they're not going through our program, then somebody out there else has to have something set up for them. And when they come to us normally and they're ready and they say, okay, I'm ready to go, we usually have them on a plane, a bus, the next day.
How do you find out about space availability in programs that you would trust?
We have 44 programs that we use throughout the Northeast, Southeast region, one in California, one in Hawaii. And I'm in constant contact with the centers that we use on a daily basis. Every center we have a loved one in, I'm calling to check up on a loved one and report back to families every day. And I'm also calling around and seeing, okay, is there bed availability? 99% of the time when we call, there's a bed available for us, you know, because they love what we do. We've built a partnership. We've built just, you know, a strong connection with the centers. They love what we do. We love what they do. It's the love and compassion. It's not a building that makes a center. I tell people, it's the people.
What's the phone number if parents or loved ones want to know more?
They can reach out 314-578-3640. They can also go to Facebook, ACPD. Just type those initials in, a black and purple logo will come up. Or go to our website, austinsarmy97.org.
austinsarmy97.org. The phone number again is 314-578-3640. Art Dino is my guest, and he is the vice president of ACPD, which are the initials of his son that died from an overdose. Art, would you join me after the break? I want to talk more about this whole issue, the challenges people face, but I also want you to talk about some success stories so parents and loved ones can know that people can be freed from addictions.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. Stay tuned, won't you? If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks for sticking with me. This is Encounter. Art Dino is my guest, Vice President, ACPD. We're talking about the challenge of addiction and how to get people through addiction and out the other side. So Art, tell us about some of the challenges that are being faced by people today in recovery.
You know, it's just the world we live in, Judy. It's an instant gratification, hectic, fast-paced world. And most of the individuals out there, it's deeper than just the addiction. There's always something going on. What I mean by that, there's trauma in their life. There's character defects, behavioral changes. That's the other part of this whole package that they work on when they go to treatment. So they got to get to the root of the problem that's causing this, the pain in their life. And until they get to the root of that problem and work on that and fix it, this problem deep down inside in this black hole, which we call it, is going to continue to grow and fester. And it's not going to get any better until they take that first step and get to the problem.
What about overdoses today? How prevalent are they? What are some statistics on overdoses today?
Well, I've been telling families lately that this, in the 10 years that we've been doing this, this is the worst summer and fall we've had. It's not getting any better. There's new stuff on the streets. It's bad enough fentanyl's out there, which is in everything. Now you got xylazine and nitazine. Xylazine is an animal tranquilizer, and nitazine is 20 times stronger than fentanyl. That hit the streets in St. Louis probably back in the spring. And just our small little organization now, Judy, since June, this summer, June of 2025, we have lost 55 people, and we've had 157 overdoses. That's just me, our little small organization. That's why my phone doesn't stop ringing. And it breaks my heart every time we get those calls from families. It just kind of rips off the Band-Aid of what we've gone through. But overdoses are through the roof right now. Every 5 minutes, somebody passes away from this.
In the state of Missouri or throughout the United
country.
States?
In the country. Every 5 minutes.
Legalizing of marijuana, how did that add to this? Or did it really add to the overdose statistic?
I believe it has. Listen, we always tell people when we send them out to recovery or they're in our transitional house in Festus that you can never, once you start your new journey in recovery, you can never put a mind-altering substance in your body again. The THC levels in marijuana are higher than ever. And if people think that psychosis and hallucination can't come from that, it can from using too much THC. I've seen it out there. But usually, one drug will lead to another and back to your drug of choice. It always does.
And that goes for alcohol as well, doesn't
it? Yes, yes.
So what miracles has God done in some of these people's lives that you could share today to give people hope?
Well, there is so much hope out there, and that's what we got to hold on to is that hope. You know, Matthew 19:26 tells us with man it's impossible, with God all things are possible. And I tell people that all the time, every time I speak with them or meet with them. But we've sent out, like I said, so many thousands of people and probably talked to so many thousands of planted seeds. But the individuals now that we've sent out some of the worst, Judy, where we're like, God, we need some extra prayers. And there's power of prayers, we all know. But we got people out there now that are working in treatment centers. We got people that are nurses that went to nursing school. We got people out there that are going to law school to help fight back the legal system and the problems that we have. We have people, so many that's just been reunited with their family, with their kids, with their loved ones, and gotten their lives back, you know, and it is possible. So for people that say there is no hope, that is not true, you know, because we serve an awesome God, and I've seen it firsthand. And I know in my heart, with God, all things are possible.
So all those people are in those professions who were once addicted.
Yeah.
Amazing. Talk about mental illness. How does that play a part?
Mental illness goes hand in hand with substance use, okay? I always say, did the chicken come before the egg or the egg after the chicken? In other words, did the mental disorder come before the substance use or the substance use before the mental disorder? More and more, we're getting more mental disorder individuals out there without even substance use because of what they've experienced in their life, the trauma, the things that they've seen, they've gone through, the mental illness from living with parents or loved ones in addiction that they've had to been through, just the abuse. And so mental disorder is more prevalent now than ever.
Wow. And this disease doesn't discriminate, does it? It destroys.
It does not discriminate. It doesn't matter of your race. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. Like John 10:10 in the Bible says, the thief came to seek, kill, and destroy. But we got to remember the last part of that. Jesus came to give us life and abundance of it.
Abundance of it. Art Dino from ACPD. He's the vice president. Helps people get through addictions. So Art, you've kind of given your life to serving others and helping them get out of addiction. How do you help them find Christ?
That is the ultimate goal for us. We talk about saving lives, which is great, but we want to also save souls. The mental and physical part of life, Judy, is there, but the third component we all forget about and miss is the spiritual side. once they grasp onto that spiritual side, and that's the other miracle that we've seen. So many of the men and women that come through our programs give themselves to the Lord, get baptized, and are living that life for Jesus now. And that is what it's all about. That's the gratification that I get from doing what I do. Just not about saving lives, but leading them to Christ. When they're out there in the midst of the storm, like we talked about earlier, there's no hope. The last thing we can talk about is that we got to get their mind and their heart right, which usually takes 30 days or so to get the cobwebs out. Then we start talking about the Lord and scripture and this and that, and we bring them to the Lord. And then they start seeing that. And, you know, that's what we have to see. We had to let our light shine through, right? So others can see what we have and what.
That's right. How can this tide of overdoses and drug addiction and alcohol addiction and gambling addiction be stopped?
Well, I don't know if it'll ever be stopped until the day the good Lord comes back, obviously. But all we can do is it's take one at a time, you know, that one who God puts in our path. But it's a ripple effect. I tell people this all the time, Judy, especially the guys and the men and women in recovery, is we can either suffer in silence or recover out loud. We have to be a voice. We have to talk about it. We have to get out there and be doers, just like he says, not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So we got to get out there and be doers.
How do we as a community help?
Well, we've always said it's everywhere we go talk and we post on our site, there's strength in numbers, right? I'm one person. I can't do this by myself. I'm going to continue to fight for every life God puts in my path to the day the good Lord calls me home. But we need the community. In St. Louis, I've been all over this country, Judy. In St. Louis, we have the worst support here that I've come across in any other country, in any other state, rather, that I've been to speaking or sending people. And we got to do a better job. We got to come and realize, and we can't have that mentality, not my child, because, like we said earlier, it doesn't discriminate. We can't wait until it happens to us. We got to get out there and advocate and make a difference now. Aren't we all tired of losing our kids to this disease? We can come together and make a dent in this if we want to.
We can fight back.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Art, if people would like to know more about ACPD, how do they reach you?
Well, obviously they can reach out to my phone, 314-578-3640. If they want to check us out on Facebook, that's where we get most of our interaction. We post things, people going out, updates, and people will respond back and forth together. You can just go to Facebook and type in ACPD. A black and purple logo will come up where our son is in his room praying hands, and it's a sketch. Can't miss it. Or you can go to our website, austinsarmy97.org.
austinsarmy97.org. If people don't have money but they'd like to help, what can they do?
Oh my gosh, there's all kinds of things they can do. They can be a voice with us. They can get out there and talk. They can be an advocate. We're always looking for volunteers to come in and share their stories just so we can give others hope. If they want to help out with fundraisers, they can do that. If they have any ideas, or if they want to come to the forefront and just be a part, they can help with personal items. We have what we call Backpack Beginning, where we have backpacks that we give everyone. We collect toothpaste, toothbrush, stuff like that. We fill deodorant, shampoo. We fill bags up and we give them to people when they go out for treatment or the homeless on the streets. So there's all kinds of different ways to get involved.
Matthew 20:28 says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give to others." Are you one of those servers, or are you the one that are receiving service? I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Art Dino has joined me in the studio today, and he is the Vice President of ACPD. ACPD, 314-578-3640. And Art, the website again?
Website is austinsarmy97.org.
austinsarmy97.org. If someone has a loved one who's addicted, how do they start building a plan for that person?
They have to have a plan, like we talked about earlier. Do resources. Find somewhere that you can get them the help that they need. Have some numbers available. Reach out for help and educate yourself.
Awesome. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in today. Will you tune in next week, too?
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.